I'm John, he is Matt, also Andrew. Music sucks, here we go.
That I'm talking.
And my cell phone's ringing right when this starts. Fantastic. Who is this?
Awesome. Answer the call on the phone. That'll be the...
This is working so... Hey.
Yeah, that's the intro.
Answer the call.
Hello?
Answer the call.
Hello?
Who do you think he's talking to?
Oh, hi.
I don't know.
Who's this? Oh, it's my mom. Whoops. Yeah, it's on the table. Yeah, I saw my sober.
Uh-huh.
No one?
Three times.
All right, Peaches. Yeah.
What? What?
Peaches.
That's code. That's like his mom just asked if he's being raped right now, and that's the code word.
Yeah.
You're raped.
All right, say hi. Peaches.
Getting boned.
All right. Peaches. Huh?
And the pooper in perpetuity.
Matt McMillan.
This is all staying in there.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Hey, hi. All right, cool.
This podcast is not at all about music, is it?
Huh?
Oh, no, but Mr. Ben Kennedy will appreciate this.
Yes. For posterity, right, we have recorded Matt's phone call.
All right. All right, bye. All right. Yeah, Peaches. New record! 10 times! Okay,
yes.
So backstory on that. I don't know what I told you guys, but we made a joke when my mom called me with my friends. Like, that's my code when I'm getting raped.
Right.
Oh, did you guys already say that?
We already made that joke. I thought he was joking.
No, that's serious. Yeah. That was an actual thing. Like, it's not real. Like, that's not a real code. But, like, I made that up. I was just joking about it. And now every time she calls me when I'm around people, I try to put Peaches in the conversation as much as possible. She never notices.
Man,
she doesn't know your rape code word?
No!
What kind of mother is that, man?
I mean, come on, you gotta tell your mom this information.
Yeah, like, mine's vegan, because, you know, when am I ever gonna say that? So welcome to the second episode of Podcast?
Yeah, so, okay, you were gonna explain what
happened.
Yeah,
I was gonna explain when the last episode sounded like it was recorded in a black metal studio.
Yeah, what happened?
And it was
like recorded in a sink.
Yeah, yeah, in a sink,
live from the sink.
Yeah, no. What happened was I was seeing how low I could go with the export rate before it started sounding like bullshit. That was like way too low, as it turned out. So we won't be doing that again.
Well, what was the case?
I'm
going to
safely agree with you. And
what was the bit rate it was at?
32?
4.
Fuck, man! 32?
Who wants to listen to a radio show? I mean, come on, really.
Was it because you just felt like it, or did we actually have space?
We need a fittingly ghetto first episode.
Yeah,
do you not remember
that there's, like, on the About Us page, the Man What page, that it says that we're not sure if we're taking this seriously? Yeah.
I'm still not sure yet.
Yeah.
This website's hella meta.
It's awesome.
And yeah, I don't know what's going on.
It's the best hobby I've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, today we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. Let's first talk about the Rock Band 3 set list.
Oh, yeah.
One Arm Scissor by At The Drive-In. That's basically all I got from it.
There was a...
Strokes.
There's another song in there I was super excited about that you showed me. I can't... Huh.
Llama by Fish.
Is there a John Lennon song in there?
Why Do You Build Me Up by Old Dirty Bastard.
Why do you build me up?
Really? If you don't be lying to me, you better not be lying. Don't lie to me.
I am not lying. That's a real thing that exists.
No, I know it exists, but
It's not in the game.
No.
If you want to listen to ODB calling someone Buttercup, you're going to have to do it on your own time.
I did that today. I actually listened to it today.
It's the best. But yeah.
Build me up. Oh, yeah. Jerry was a
racist. I'll break my heart. This is like choking on his own fillings. It's awesome.
Oh,
I love ODB.
That shit's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Rest so, yeah, that's all we
have. Also, Jerry was a race car driver.
Okay, that's pretty good. Llama by Phish, which is a sadistic choice, because that song is a giant pile of bullshit. It's their fastest and most, like, jam-like song.
You'll play it on pro mode?
And break my fucking hand, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Let's do it.
Sure you think that's cool. That can't run for the website anymore. How am I supposed to do the math?
One hand, bitch!
But I don't have my hands. One-handed hand. Website writer?
Yeah!
Look for our sister site, onehandedwebsite.com, in the next couple weeks.
I know a guy who writes it, he has no
legs.
Gonna
make we're not going to call it a porn site, we're just going to call it a one-handed website.
Yeah. One-handed website. Let's talk about one-hand activities.
Yeah. Make a sandwich.
I never made a sandwich with one hand.
You can do it, motherfucker.
Our series of one-handed websites where you can do several different things.
I have a cheap video camera. Yeah, I have a cheap video camera that takes AAA batteries. This will be perfect.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's the best. It's awesome. So I guess we should actually talk about music stuff. Like, I was coming in here to talk about the new Women album that's out this Tuesday, but Andrew has some Pokemon thing he wants to talk about.
It's not music. Well, it technically could be music related because, there's a thing that's been popping up over the past month. Keep in mind, this whole thing could be fake or it could be real.
Likely fake. It's most likely fake. It's fake.
We'll just say it's fake, but it was geniusly told. There's this story. We probably should just straight up link it in the podcast.
You can find it on Boing Boing or Tiny Cartridge.
Just bounce me the link and I'll throw it in the post.
Yeah, we'll do that. This whole thing was like a modded, hacked version, supposedly, of Pokemon Red. And it was pretty heavily modded.
It was a bootleg. It was apparently there's a lot of bootleg Pokemon games. This was a bootleg Ghost Black.
The best bootleg Pokemon version of all time.
Ghost Black, you say?
Yeah, well
it's black version, but they should be calling it they're actually I won't skip ahead because they're recreating the game through a Fire Red.
Yeah, they make a Fire Red mod. Some people are calling it Ghost Black because Pokemon Black has already been announced.
Yeah, that's what kind of blows about all this.
Yeah,
and that's what's kind of creepy. It's like, dude, what's gonna happen when Pokemon Black's out? Is that gonna be like the same game?
No,
Pokemon Black. It's gonna be Pokemon.
But the whole crux of it was that. Besides having all the main starting Pokemon, you had Ghost, which it was, and it had a skill called Curse. And if you used Curse,
and this is first gen Pokemon did not have Curse.
Yeah, but they didn't have Curse. And then
I am putting a halt to the Pokemon conversation. I thought this was going to be more music.
It would kill people. And okay, fine.
Yeah, there's the thing. There's that whole thing in Japan where basically. People would commit suicide after hearing the Lavender Town theme or whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's not really what the story's about, but there's like a part in the game after you basically beat the Elite Four, it would say many years later on the screen, and your new sprite would be an old man, and assuming that's your character. And you're walking around and basically...
And then you walk from left to right and you're aging and then you're
like... Everyone's dead and then it cycles through
everyone. Everyone's dead because Curse basically is a killing... you know how Pokemon faint? It basically kills whatever. And you can also kill the trainers
So everyone has cursed everyone on Earth.
And then your ghost would battle you and kill you.
And then you go back home. Your ghost battles Pot Den and...
Your ghost battles you, kills you, and... Erases your save.
Yeah. So fun. Okay.
You can't hear me dismissively wanking, but it's happening.
Whatever. Okay, it's whatever. Nuts. I do have some music stuff I want to talk about, though.
Alright, what do you want to talk about?
Let's do that.
I picked up Contra, because I wanted to give it a second chance. And okay, here's the thing. I'm conflicted about the album, because I feel like Cousins and Giving Up the Gun were like the best songs they've ever written, but California English and Horchata are the stupidest fucking things to be put on this planet. So uh-huh. I don't know how to feel. Because I like the second half of that album.
I don't like those songs particularly a whole lot, but I don't think they're terrible.
California English is fucking stupid.
Yeah. The thing about that song is that the whole... It's about California, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, no.
From a bunch of kids who live in fucking New York. You know what? I need to call a moratorium on anyone writing anything about California. Stop.
You guys have fucking hot dog street vendors, for God's sake.
No, just, like, even if you're from California, shut the fuck
That's
up.
That's weird.
Just shut up. It's not special. It's a state. It looks like a banana. There's a lot of potheads. Like, go write songs about Oregon or some shit. Fuck off.
I would listen to that.
Yeah, totally. Songs about, like, the side of Oregon that's just
rain,
all fucking
rain,
wheat fields.
Rain.
Yeah. Some dude screaming raining in pot all the time. Yeah.
I don't know what they're thinking with California English, but fucking...
They are thinking that they are smug sons of bitches who will have their album
literate and we went to Columbia.
I'm fucking embarrassed to listen to that song. Just like the note structure they used and how they delivered it is fucking silly. It's so... Like, why would you put that in a song? It's not
now,
even good
is it more silly and bewildering than Convertible Balloon? This is the question.
Yes.
That song gives me a hernia.
No.
Okay. Alright. I didn't make it all the way through Contra. I made it about 15 seconds into
Horchata. I actually think
Horchata.
The worst song on there is...
Horchata.
I think you're a Contra.
Okay.
The ending? The last song? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the slower thing they did.
Taxicab, however...
Cousins and Giving Up the Gun were, like, really good tracks.
Yeah, Cousins is an incredibly awesome song of theirs.
Giving Up the Gun
was totally misrepresentative of the rest of that album.
Yeah. And Giving Up the Gun was a little more structured and poppy than...
Right.
Animal Collective Vampire Weekend.
Yeah.
Animal Collective.
Animal Collective totally structured.
totally structured. No.
Here's this weird kind of swampy
to,
groove.
What I Want Sky. You can see the structure.
Totally
check out the Calliope in this song.
The very easy first chorus, verse, bridge, chorus. You know, it's Animal Collective always doing that.
always. All the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Peace Bone got... Peace Bone was probably the most structured song that... Yeah, never mind.
I like that song. That's one of their best songs.
I learned how to I don't... know how to feel.
Wait, are we still talking about What Would I Want Sky?
No, I thought we were talking about Peace Boat, and I thought we were going to have to stop the website immediately.
Fuck no.
It's like, I can't work with you. Fuck
I thought
this.
We were talking about the other one.
Yeah, What Would I Want Sky is definitely their best song. That's not that far in question.
I just don't really like Animal Collective.
That's also fine. Fair.
That's fair enough.
So let's talk about Frog Eyes.
Yeah. I downloaded that.
I
downloaded
actually
all the everything from them, like... Yeah, last week. That's pretty good.
False Tomb of Triumph is pretty fucking awesome.
It's absolutely fucking bizarre.
Yes.
I haven't gotten a chance to listen to it as much as, like, I think TC caught up to me in how much I have listened to that album.
Yeah. Well, Paul's Tomb of Triumph is kind of, I don't know.
It's like a rock opera.
Yeah, it's like a...
It's a lunatic rock opera. It's a very strangely guitar-centric album.
It's fucking weird.
With a complete madman howling about
whatever
fuck he's going on about during the song.
His vocal style doesn't make him seem any less crazy. Fucking moaning and howling into the microphone.
Yeah. And I'm way into that shit. I mean, I love Pere Ubu. Pere Ubu's my favorite band. It is a Pere Ubu rock opera, if that's your thing. But it's a really solid guitar rock album, which is probably the strangest thing to take away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Styled by Dr. Roberts is probably, like, the best song on there. It's just this real classic-sounding rock and roll song, except for, you know, the singer going on.
Yeah.
But, like, that has, like, one of the best rock lines I've heard in a long time. Like, the opening is just, I'm gonna pray for the cold, I'm gonna pray not for anything at all. That's like this, it's perfect! Especially with, like, the rest of that fucking album, it's this... I love that album.
It's good. I think we should talk about that.
I probably should listen to more of it. I've been too distracted by Public Strain.
Yes.
By
Women.
Yeah. Let's talk about Public Strain. Holy fuck, that album rules.
Yeah.
That is a good fucking album.
I didn't like Women beforehand. Yeah. I have had little exposure from them. John, you choked and stuff.
Yeah,
Public Strain was fucking That was that was really good.
It's total lo-fi bizarreness, but it's... Well, it's not that bizarre. It's that's like the thing that's great about it, because it's so solidly rooted in both pop structure and just weirdo art rock. Like, I was talking to Matt about this. In the first album, there were very clear divides from when they were doing their art rock, jangly, dissonant work and when they were making awesome pop songs. Mm. And on this album, they've actually managed to blend it in most of their songs.
Yeah.
It's not this, like, okay, switch back and forth between being really irritating in a fascinating way and, like, making black rice or whatever.
The entirety of this album flows really well, I've noticed. It just kind of, like, no song feels completely off or, like, it doesn't fit there. Like, everything kind of...
Can't You See, I would argue, that Can't You See...
I don't know. Yeah, the beginning song is... It's rough, but...
Yeah.
Yeah,
but, like, it picks up right after with Heat Distraction. That's a great... It's a perfect
guitar
women's song.
Riff is weird.
That guitar riff is weird.
Yeah.
A lot of minor dissonant stuff. They really like doing all that, and you know, it's cool. I'm totally into it. Like they make it work.
Yo, dog, tritones. Oh my god,
word, dude, instrumentation, good.
And it's good that the instrumentation is so, exceptional. Because the vocals are completely incomprehensible, as they were on the first album.
Yeah, the slower songs, they seem to kind of come out a lot more, but then when they do the regular fast stuff, it kind of disappears.
Right.
It stops being, like, the spotlight, and it goes back into the foreground, and kind of becomes another sound to supplement the instruments, kind of.
Right.
It becomes another instrument instead of something to, you know, display lyrics and all that bullshit. Which I think once I thought about that, I kind of accepted it a little more. I used to hate the reverb, you know. Mm-hmm. Fucking shrouded lyrics, but
maybe you should try listening to Grizzly Bear now, asshole. I'm joking.
Hey, I like Grizzly Bear.
Yeah,
I know, but it's all
no.
Real.
Reverb. Seriously, reverb.
Seriously,
all
reverb.
The reverb.
Yeah.
There's a difference between using reverb to hide your voice and using reverb to create a tone.
Yeah,
and a lot of people use reverb to hide their voice.
Waves,
like waves. Perfect example. That is a guy who uses trickery to hide the fact that he's a really crappy singer. And then when King of the Beast came, I was like, oh, I'm gonna ditch all reverb because I have a good singing voice. And it wouldn't mean shit for 4 minutes.
Yeah. Well, just, and in Grizzly Bear's, you know, in Grizzly Bear's defense, I mean, they're all really good singers. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
So, I like...
They're
trying
to make a cavernous sort of sound.
The cathedral sound kind of bullshit. Yeah, no.
They're recording in a house. Like, a house in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, no, I get it. I never shit on Grizzly Bear. I like Grizzly Bear.
Right.
Last time I talked to you, you were weird about them. So, I don't know. But goddamn Locust Valley.
Yes, okay. That
yeah,
is a
Locust
great
Valley.
Song. That is...
Best song on there.
I don't know. I don't know about that, but it's certainly like one of the top two. Like, between Drag Open and Locust Valley, that is such a amazing combination of work of theirs.
I love
that. Like, the first time...
Album's a cum fest.
Yeah, totally. It's great. It's awesome. You should get it.
I described that women's album Public Strain as being a cum fest.
Yes.
A cum fest.
Andrew Halverson of FermatoOverWholeRest.com says, I came a bunch.
I didn't come as much.
Yeah.
Matt McMillan.
I came a little
music.
Less than most,
Matt,
but
Matt
more
McMillan
than some.
Came a little less.
I came a couple times. There we go.
Right.
Yeah.
That should just be in the review. Why? I came.
I came. And that's, no, that's the review. I came.
Yeah.
And it's just a picture of the album.
Yeah, it's the cover art of the album, it's a video of the cover art of the album, and it's Locust Valley, and then why I came. Because, god damn it.
We'll post that.
I'm weird, because my favorite songs were, like, Penal Colony and Bells.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
you like Venus Lockjaw, which I found kind of odd.
Why?
Because it seems like it's, like, the, like, it's letting off a little bit of steam before Eyesore starts up, but I don't think it has many great qualities before that.
It's got a good start. It's really mellow.
It's
probably their most mellow song on there.
Yes, absolutely.
But Eyesore...
Yeah.
Eyesore
is a great pop song. It's weird how good they are at that, because they, like... Again, their first album is just total jangly unapproachableness with, like, three or four great pop hooks on it, and like this album is a lot more together in that
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, they definitely seem to mix like their weird, crazy guitar and put that into a pop structure. Yeah.
Those are some weird guitar players, dude.
Yeah, no, they're fucking. They're a lot. Again, all that dissonant.
It's odd in like the best way possible. It's not annoying odd though.
Right. It's not like them being artsy and stuff. It's just that they know what they want to make with their guitars, and it's good to hear that kind of confidence from a band. It's kind of uncommon, if you ask me. But I really like that album. It's really good. You should get it. You should listen to it.
It's good.
Drag Open, Locust Valley, like. Greatest two-song sequence of all time, probably.
If you like me, maybe you like Stooges. Penal Colony.
Penal Colony!
I liked it. I oddly enough, like Bells, even though it was just like some person smashing on a fucking organ.
Yeah.
And I really like that because I used to do that when I had an organ in my house. Right. So, I don't know.
Yeah. That album picks up in a serious way after Bells. Like, from China Steps on, it's just... It's a pretty incredible album.
Yeah.
It has jumped ever since I decided to start listening to it. It has jumped off my radar to onto my favorite albums of the year.
Right. Yeah. More people should have been paying attention to women. It's going to be awesome when that album comes out, and no one's going to give two fucks about it.
They're
going to
be, okay, it's just going to be like, suck my dick again.
Yeah. It's going to be like, we need to get the word out. Yeah, totally. That album's awesome.
Spread this word all over their everybody's faces.
All right, let's talk about the Stooges.
Okay.
Done.
I didn't listen to any of the Stooges. So
Well, I guess that means you're a fucking failure.
Yeah, sorry, whatever. Fuck you guys. Yeah. I didn't listen to other stuff.
They're pretty obscure for a rock band from, like...
I don't buy that at all. Like, everyone else
okay, if you're not, like, mad into music, they're kind of obscure.
I have a lyric in a Gogol Bordello song, that's... Not that obscure.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. The point is, everyone should go listen
everyone,
to the first three
The point
Stooges
is, everyone album. Should listen to the Stooges.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try to have something up on Raw Power within the month.
A good Stooges column would be nice, yeah.
Yeah, just like, here, it got Stooges. God damn it, the Stooges. Just
that's listen to the title, okay, title of the post.
How many times should you listen to TVI? The answer, a million.
I don't think anyone's gotten that far though.
Right. Well, I have.
We'll figure that out. We'll eventually.
Right. We'll hit the million mark. I like how we talk about writing things and there has not been an article. For
I know.
About a month.
I was writing a review for what that new single from fucking Weezer's new album coming out earlier. Where Memories that fucking song, dude. Memory. Sissa, did you listen to Memories or Andrew?
I did listen to it.
What'd you think?
I hate Weezer. Okay, because
here's the thing. It's just a bunch of hooks, and they're all right, and the chorus is great, but fuck, man, if that whole entire album's gonna be that, I'm just gonna get so fucking tired.
We'll find out. We'll find out, and they seem way more confident about this album than they did about Ratitude, but that's not saying a lot.
And I listened to Ratitude to educate myself along, because I skipped it, and wow, what happened? That's like
I don't know what happened,
but
like
somewhere
that's
like Pinkerton 2.
Beverly
for being
Hills
like 30.
Happened. That's what happened.
That's like Pinkerton 2 for being 30, because that's almost a concept album, but like unintentionally. Like he sings about girls the entire time, just like Pinkerton, but it's like worse. It's just all pop
and
shit, and Lil Wayne comes in.
Yeah.
They sing about fucking malls.
God.
It's just awful.
No, hang on. What's wrong with rock music with Lil Wayne in it?
Because that wasn't a rock song. It was a fucking shitty pop R&B
listen
bullshit.
To Weezer.
It was R&B, and I'm like, what are you doing? Stop it! You fucking suck.
It's like it sounded cheap.
So let's talk about Prom Queen and it being the greatest song to ever be made. Come on, Prom Queen, Lil Wayne, Prom Queen. No one.
They let their drummer write a song.
It's always
about
a bad
malls.
Time.
What the fuck?
Weezer is mad rich, dude.
Let's say Neil Peart wrote every song, and he was also the best member of Rush, so...
Which says what?
But this is Weezer!
Which says that he doesn't need anybody.
This is Weezer, not Rush!
Yeah.
They're
basically
the same.
Is
Weezer in
the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I want to know that.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
User question, is Weezer in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
They're not!
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so is Rush. They're also not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That doesn't fucking mean anything!
Been around since the late 70s. Come on.
At least it's been around since the 90s.
They're Rush.
And they're Rush. Compare the drummer of Rush to the drummer of yeah. Weezer. They're not. The drummer of Weezer's bad already. He's not really that good. Yeah, like, I can admit that.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have jumped on that like I did. I just felt like you were just attacking drummers.
What? No, no, he's...
I'm attacking drummers. Yeah. Do you want to attack drummers? You. I'm ready to attack drummers.
I'm a drummer, and I think he's, like, 1, 2, 3, snare, 1, 2, 3, snare, put the bass on the one. He's so fucking boring. He doesn't do anything interesting.
Andrew, yes, do you play the drums?
Yes.
Andrew?
Yes.
Throw out your crash cymbals.
I don't have throw a set out. With me. My house is too small.
Andrew, the next time you're near a drum kit... Throw out the crash cymbals.
Keep the thin crash.
Then we can play music together.
Keep the thin crash.
Keep the hi-hat.
I'm gonna dent the shit out of my cymbals, whatever.
Well, let him keep the thin crash. What, do you want to throw that out? Come on.
Yes.
Why the thin crash?
Crash cymbals steal accents. They are bullshit machines.
I'll dent the thin crash. I will beat it with a hammer. Is that cool?
It will still be a bullshit
It'll sound
machine.
Better. It will sound better.
It will not
Trust
sound
me.
Better enough to... this is the requirement I have for all drummers in any band I play in. There are no crash cymbals allowed, ever.
I'm not playing in your band.
Well, great.
Fuck you.
I didn't have, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you!
You don't drink like me anyways. You don't...
Yo, fuck you!
Alright, so let's talk about a $12 whiskey.
What? You're listening to a $12 whiskey cast?
I got... On Friday, I went over to my friend's house. I was like, man, the semester's about to start. We should do something stupid. You know what we should do, John? What should we do, Sam? We should go buy a cheap handle of whiskey. So we bought a $12 bottle of whiskey in soft plastic. Like, it bent before we opened it. Like, from...
Okay, wait, for all intents and purposes, Sam was a person you were with?
Sam is a friend of mine.
Not, no, is he in your brain?
No, it's my, yeah, no.
I was going to say, is he imaginary? Yeah. Were you talking to yourself?
He's my imaginary
he's
drunk
the, he's the guy that tells him to buy alcohol.
Right, exactly.
Hi, John. I mean, you Sam, have a guy like go that? Buy, go buy
Speaks
some
to you every
beer.
Day? Wakes you up, reminds you that you're not drunk? You know, don't you? Yeah, so $12 whiskey. Exceptionally shitty idea.
Who knew?
Who knew? I drank half of it.
Go figure.
It was like 1¾ liters. So
that's life advice for you. Listener,
yeah, I'm dumber Jake. For having done that. Literally, those brain cells, they're never coming back.
I was talking to the three people that listened last week. I was talking to Wallace and Mel Gibson, and they're like, I don't get what you guys were talking about.
Well, then maybe you should listen to the music, buddy.
That's what I said.
Right, yeah. Like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm going to go live in ignorance now. It's not like you guys made a website where you're trying to introduce people to music. Like,
hey, don't talk about
We should
that
have our own Muppet Wallace. Character, speaking of that voice.
He has sock puppets.
Fuck you, I made the best sock puppet.
I saw that sock puppet.
It is the best sock puppet. I made an even better sock puppet.
I
want to
make a sock puppet with a giant Rowley Fingers mustache.
Yes. I should do that. I should do lots of things with sock puppets.
We should start a sock puppet show.
Right, exactly. That'll
In
be
audio?
Like a video.
Like, we'll film it. No. We'll film it each on a camera with another end, and then we'll all edit it all together.
This plays nicely into the Coachella idea. We'll make, like, a little puppet show to Coachella.
So we should probably talk about that.
We're probably going to Coachella next year. That's about it.
Wait, what? Wait, I don't even fucking know about this. What?
You want to go to Coachella?
You want to go to Coachella, Matt? You want to crash at my house and go to Coachella?
Sure, I'll go to Coachella.
All right.
I don't mind it.
Fly out here.
Let's go.
I'll go
do it.
Watch some shows. I'm fucking
I'll film it on a Canon
this.
7D.
Yeah, I'll film you filming things on my shitty AAA battery camera.
See, this is what
I think we should... I think I'll bring my old crappy camcorder, and I'll bring both camcorders, and I'll dual wield.
Yeah, exactly. We'll record it three different ways and put them up on different video sites.
This is what sucks, like, not being in the Cali area. I got it. Well, being in America, I got to... Fucking live in small town.
You'll be 18.
Save your money.
You'll be 18.
It'll be worth it.
Let's get jobs. Yeah. I'm going
to
get a job.
I was going to go to fucking Comic-Con this year, and I fucking didn't do that.
I was going to go to Comic-Con next year, but I decided...
This Coachella thing sounds like a way dumber idea. I mean, better.
Yeah.
Way better.
It sounds like a way better idea. It sounds like a way better way to get murdered.
Yeah. I'm still thinking about Comic-Con.
You're like 18, right? 17, 18?
We'll be 18 by the time Coachella happens, right. Yeah.
Bummer, but...
When does Coachella happen again?
What, do you want it to be minors at that point?
Well, yeah, you know, you guys will still be minors, so I can't give you anything because delinquency contributing.
All right, it's 21 for you guys, eh?
I was going to say, next year,
I'm fine. I was going to say, yeah, but I thought it was America.
I will gladly binge drink my way around you guys, but...
Dude, we will do that outside of Coachella.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, I remember that, well, next year I can drink, but not right. Your fucking
yeah,
country.
we're gonna get a bunch of fucking Mexican food, like real-ass Mexican food. It'll be awesome.
Ah, shit.
Oh, my God. There's some... I ate at a really good Mexican restaurant last time I was in San Diego.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah it kind of ruined it
forever.
That was
the best salsa I have had in my entire goddamn life.
Oh, San Diego, you have your limited charms.
Ugh.
Can I eat enough to forget how much you suck? Probably not,
nope.
But I'm going to try. All right, so I guess that's it for the show.
Whoa.
It's about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
Anything else that we should probably...
What do you want to talk about next show? Like what else?
Sock puppet shows.
Sock puppets.
Sock puppet podcast.
Yeah,
sock puppet cast.
What album do we decide? We haven't decided what album we're doing next for the week.
Next album.
Are we doing Aerial Pick?
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe we should do Aerial Pick.
We should, because we're not going to write anything about it.
It'll give me an excuse to do so, listen to it, because I haven't
listened.
I think
we should talk about Aerial Pink and Tallest Man on Earth.
I just got Plastic Beach. Let's do Plastic Beach.
No.
No, you don't. Right. You don't
stop
like
having
Beach?
Shitty ideas.
John, what, you don't like Plastic Beach? Why the fuck?
I hate Plastic Beach.
Oh, God. Come on.
No. Oh. It's the Blur guy being sad. Occasionally there is Snoop Dogg, but there's not enough Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, there isn't enough Snoop Dogg.
There's enough Mo's Death.
But there's Little Dragon. Come on.
Yeah. Come on,
the
dude.
Only good song on that album is Superfast Jellyfish.
Yes, exactly.
That is a goddamn amazing
song. That is
song.
My favorite.
Every other song on that album
every
is completely irredeemable.
Every single De La Soul song.
Yeah, well, yeah. I've got, like, weird. De La Soul made a good song. Huh. How could that happen?
Yeah, but The Tallest Man on Earth, I still want to. Do that.
Okay, so we'll do Aerial
so,
Pink.
So, I think we're gonna just lean towards Aerial Pink. Has anyone listened to Sleigh Bells?
No.
No, I refuse to.
No.
I get, right. I've gotten 20 seconds into the first song a few different times. It's like, no, I'm not, no, no! It's just kind of, just like, petulant.
Tell 'em is maybe one of my least favorite songs on there. So, I'd go for Infinity Guitars.
Maybe some other time. Like, I will try that album again before I try Fang Island again.
God. Or I'll just come up with another terrible idea. We should talk about Have One on Me. Which I've listened to, like, maybe an hour of.
I made it through once.
I couldn't... I still
I cannot tell you what happens on the other, like, hour
the
and 45 minutes
of
that
the
album.
Second disc, yeah. And... Yeah.
Yeah. I have no read on what that album's actually about.
I've listened to the first four songs, and I really like them.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Look, if you go, like, 6 years between albums, don't release 6 years worth of albums. It's not cool.
At least do it separately within the year.
Yeah, like, Robin has the right idea on this. Let's release
three
albums so you can, like, think about it, and then buy the next one, think about
releasing
it, and then buy the other one.
Releasing a good single every couple of months.
As opposed to awesome. Have One on Me, which is like, oh, Easy's a pretty good song. This thing's 2 hours long. Fuck that. In 2 hours.
Also, the title track is 12 minutes long. Yeah.
Well that's normal for Joanna Newsom. I have no.
Yeah, but it's also
that.
The title track.
Right.
I don't know. I'm bugged by title tracks, which are the longest songs.
Have you listened to Mars Volta before? Are you?
Yeah, I've listened to a lot of Mars Volta.
Okay, so. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe we should talk about some Omar solo albums, like. Talk about how awesome Omar is compared to the rest of his fucking band. No?
Yeah,
that's me?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I still think just Aerial Pink.
Yeah, Aerial Pink and yep. I will force my way through Tallest Man on Earth and I will yell at you motherfuckers on the end
it's
of
not
it.
Not that bad.
So, I guess that's gonna do it for the show. Tune in next week where we talk about stuff. Music. Music?
On music the on the podcast? Actually,
you
know,
about music here?
We should do Matt
Mo's. Music?
Just
yo, dog, music.
Just throwing that out there, we should do Matt Mo's.
Don't break my heart.
No? Nobody? Okay, fine.
All right.
Fuck all y'all.